and the conclusion of Chapter 6, The Realm of Freedom. A 21st century left must seek to combat the centrality of work to contemporary life. In the end, our choice is between glorifying work and the working class, or abolishing them both. The former position finds its expression in the folk political tendency to place value upon work, concrete labor, and craft work. Yet the latter is the only true post-capitalist position. Work must be refused and reduced, building our synthetic freedom in the process. As we have set out in this chapter, achieving this will require the realization of four minimal demands. 1. Full automation. 2. The reduction of the working week. 3. The provision of a basic income. 4. The diminishment of the work ethic. While each of these proposals can be taken as an individual goal in itself, their real power is expressed when they are advanced as an integrated program. This is not a simple marginal reform, but an entirely new hegemonic formation to compete against the neoliberal and social democratic options. The demand for full automation amplifies the possibility of reducing the working week and heightens the need for a universal basic income. A reduction in the working week helps produce a sustainable economy and leverage class power. And a universal basic income amplifies the potential to reduce the working week and expand class power. It would also accelerate the project of full automation. As worker power rose and as the labor market tightened, the marginal cost of labor would increase as companies turned towards machinery in order to expand. These goals resonate with each other, magnifying their combined power. And a new post-work hegemony would be resistant to reversion, having created a mass constituency benefiting from its continuation. The ambition here is to take back the future from capitalism and build ourselves the 21st century world we want. It is to provide the time and money that are central to any meaningful conception of freedom. The traditional battle cry of the left, demanding full employment, should therefore be replaced with a battle cry demanding full unemployment. But let us be clear, there is no technocratic solution, and there is no necessary progression into a post-work world. The struggles for full automation, a shorter working week, the end of the work ethic, and a universal basic income are primarily political struggles. The post-work imaginary generates a hyperstitional image of progress, one that aims to make the future an active historical force in the present. The struggles that such a project will face require that the left move past its folk political horizon, rebuild its power, and adopt an expansive strategy for change. It is to these issues that we now turn.